The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Where do you find your rest? Where do you place your security? Our scriptures today are giving us a warning about greed. And simply put, greed is placing our rest, it's placing our security in our possessions, in created goods. One of the formators at my seminary asked all of us a question a few years ago, and it's always stayed with me. Do you really want to be that dependent on this passing age? What we are called as Christians to is freedom. All of us at a deep level want to be free, detached from the things of this world in order to be attached to God. As we know that created goods are actually a good thing, they come from God. So our house, our car, our possessions are good. They get problematic, though, when we place our security in them rather than on our Lord. So our Lord today is just warning us about falling into greed. We're not celebrating him today because it's a Sunday, but our saint of the day was a greedy man early in his life. Saint Ignatius of Loyola. He lived during the 16th century. He was a Spanish soldier, and a lot of his life was seeking earthly pleasures, vain glory, to be a good and glorious soldier. And so he was seeking the things of the world. So he didn't begin his Christian life very well, but he ended well. And that's when we look at the lives of the saints, they don't always begin well, but they end well. What ended up changing for this man was during a battle, he had a leg injury, so he was bedridden. So during that time when he was laying in bed, some people gave him books on lives of the saints and the life of Christ. And through reading those stories, he had a conversion. No longer did he want to be a greedy man to himself to place his trust, his security on this world, but he wanted to place his trust on the Lord. He wanted to do God's will. And the amazing thing about him is he's one of our major saints in the church. He started the Society of Jesus, the Jesuits. He didn't begin well, but he ended well. And that's what each of us is called to, that freedom of heart. Holding on to this world lightly, enjoying the things of the world, knowing that they come from God, but not grasping for them. So two things we can take for this day is to live that freedom of heart and to live a life of gratitude. Gratitude simply knowing that all the good things that we partake in come from God. So how may we do that this day? So say you and some of your friends want to hang out, so you decide to buy some Larks tickets. You go to the game in the evening. You got your VIP parking pass and your free food and drink. You get down to the baseball complex. You debate whether you should park in those close parking spots, and you decide to park further away. You don't want a fly ball going into your car. You get into the complex, you grab your brat, and you go over to the beer stand. And your favorite beer is Kona Big Wave. But your friend next to you said, "Have you ever tried a beach bum before?" Which is a combination of Kona Big Wave and Mango Cart. So you try it and you love it. You sit down in your spot, which is between first base and home plate, and you have a great evening. During the 7-inning stretch, you get a picture with Clark the Lark. The Larks win the game, 4-1, and you end it off with fireworks. Each of those things that you participated in at that baseball game were good. But just as those fireworks, they're there one moment and they disappear in the next. But when you leave that game, do you have gratitude in your heart? Can you say, Jesus, thank you for my friends. Thank you for that evening. Thank you for that beach bum. Thank you for that picture with Clark the Lark. Thank you for those fireworks. We're holding on to the world lightly, but we're enjoying what God gives us because we know that it's a gift. But we're not placing our security in them like we see in that first reading in that gospel. We hear about how that person in that first reading of Ecclesiastes, he worked all of his life. He made a lot of money. And at the end of it all, he has to give it to someone that didn't work for it, that didn't earn it. That doesn't seem fair. Yet this passing age, this is a passing age. He can't hold on to those and take those into heaven with him. And same with that rich man, as we see in this image here. We see that he has everything he could ever want stacked around him. Yet do we really think he's happy? Sitting alone in that room by himself, not enjoying that baseball game with friends, and ultimately having that relationship with Jesus Christ. Greed sucks us into ourselves, makes us isolated. But freedom opens us up to enjoy the things of the world how God has desires for us. Properly ordered everything back to him so that we can say, Jesus, thank you for my family. Jesus, thank you for my house. Jesus, may I give all to glorify you. St. Ignatius of Loyola's, his motto is, for the greater glory of God. So let us pray that we may give God all the glory this day. Pray that for that freedom of heart from greed, and pray for that gratitude in our hearts.